My name is Daniela Jankowska, and I'm from Republic of Macedonia.
Daniela is seeking degrees in apparel studies and marketing at the University of Arkansas. For the record, the distance from Old Main to the Macedonian capital of Skopje is about 5,700 miles and more than a few airport connections. Daniela says, and this is no surprise, that she's often asked, why Fayetteville? Why the University of Arkansas?
I was looking for a place to go and study. I knew I wanted to go somewhere, to study somewhere abroad, like not home. I didn't want to stay home. And so my sister, she actually got her associates from Greece in one of the universities in Thessaloniki, and then she transferred here in the University of Arkansas. So she ended up getting her degree here.
And Daniela followed. Her sister's name is on senior walk at the university, and Daniela says in a couple of years she hopes hers will be too. She earned scholarships to help pay for her first 2 years at the university, and she's become quite fond of her life here. On a cold, wet day earlier this fall, we decided to not have our discussion on the Old Main lawn as we first planned, but went inside into a student break room on the bottom floor of Old Main. You'll hear the buzz of vending machines behind us as we talk.
I imagine most Arkansans, if put in front of a world map, wouldn't within a couple of seconds be able to find Macedonia. Did you know where Arkansas was before coming here or applying?
Yes. I don't want to sound really ironical or anything like that, but we actually have a lot of geography classes in Macedonia. It's a requirement for every single student to take a geography class all throughout from fifth grade to maybe somewhere in second year high school. So really, more or less, I kind of knew where Arkansas was.
Was there any kind of culture shock in coming to Arkansas from Macedonia?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm coming from a part of Europe that is still developing. Macedonia is considered as a developing country. And even though everybody thinks of Europe as a, you know, fashion-forward country, as a really developed country already, really I come from a part of that, continent where it's not as much developed. So coming to the United States, it was really, I did have some culture shock. For example, I don't know, it might sound silly and funny, but people in Macedonia really don't tend to stop on, stop on crosswalks or anything like that. And here, when people would stop on crosswalks, I would just be like, okay, I mean, I am assuming I'm passing right now. And, you know, they would even smile to you. And that was a little bit creepy to me as well. So, like, I mean, just like a small examples like that. But there was definitely a lot of culture. I had a culture shock.
Do you think there's an advantage? I mean, you said you didn't, you wanted to study abroad. What are some of the advantages that you think you have as an international student going to a different country to study?
There is definitely the experience. The experience that I'm going to get here is, for me, it's really invaluable. Like, I cannot compare it to any other place that I would go. The whole educational system here in the United States is so much different than the one we have back home. If I would give an example, that would be, for example, you really cannot go and talk to a professor during their office hours. We don't, in Macedonia, if you're a student, none of the professors really don't have any office hours unless you schedule on a certain appointment, and it takes a while, and, you know, maybe he's there, maybe he's not there. So that's one of the advantages, because you get to have this close relationship with the professors. You get to participate to all these extracurricular activities. It's a little bit different, and it definitely is a big advantage, because there's a lot more offered here.
2 years from now, 3 years from now, you're done at the University of Arkansas, done perhaps with Fayetteville. Where do you think you'll be? Any idea?
I get that question actually often. I've been thinking about it. I definitely want to continue to grad school. I would like to get a master's in either fashion merchandising, or maybe I'm even considering architecture. Yes, it's a little bit. Both of them really do sound different, but both of those directions are kind of going the same way. You're building a building, you're building a garment. You know, this is a little, building a building is a little bit more serious stuff. Building a shirt is not as serious, but.
But there are relationships,
yeah,
spatial relationships.
Yes, there is definitely a big relationship, and I have a lot of friends in the architecture department, and I mean in the architecture school. And whenever I would go to visit them in their studio, really, I would relate a lot with the stuff that we're actually working on. At some point, I was really considering that, but we'll see. I definitely want to go to grad school and then maybe get a job somewhere you know, somewhere. It doesn't have to be Macedonia. I don't preferably want to stay in Macedonia. I would like to experience and travel and get this mix of all cultures, and then maybe someday create my own line and my own collection of all of this experience that I've had so far, all of these cultures, like put them in one thing.
She says beyond her studies, she's embraced extracurricular opportunities at the U of A. She says she could spend an hour talking about the interests she's developed while on campus. She's a student ambassador for the Dale Bumpers College of Agricultural, Food, and Life Sciences, works as a computer lab assistant, and helps first-year international students assimilate to the university as a member of the cross-culture wing of the International Students and Scholars Office.
We really, at the International Students and Scholars Office, and they really try to cooperate with all of the students and, like, get them together, and, like, it's a really small community. There is not as many international students. I mean, there are, like, it's about 2,000, I think. I don't want to sound incorrect, but we have a lot of events that are happening. There is a lot of clubs that are going on, and they're just really trying to get us together and, like, get to know one another. And really, it's been my third year, but I know a lot of international students, and that's all thanks to them.
Fitting that Daniela is active with other international students at the university, since she can speak, read, or write several languages. Here's a list: Serbian, Croatian, Montenegrin, English, Spanish, French, Bulgarian. She says she also understands a little Russian and is studying Arabic. And of course, her country's native tongue, Macedonian.
Здраво на сите. Се надевам дека уживавте во моето интервју со радиото и се надевам дека ви се допаднав.
Roughly translated, she hopes listeners enjoyed her interview. Daniela Jankowska is studying apparel studies and marketing at the University of Arkansas. She's in her third year of studies in Fayetteville. She's a native of Macedonia. And our visit inside Old Main is part of a series this week for International Education Week. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Kyle Kellums.